This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Ed Sheeran has told fans via Instagram that he's had, quote, a bit of a bicycle accident, unquote. Well, that accident left him with a fractured wrist on one arm and a fractured elbow on the other. So, his 15-date Asia tour, that was supposed to begin this week, and now it's postponed. But his March Australian Stadium tour is still on. Crikey, biking can be dangerous. Yep, just ask Bono. Speaking of accidents, Gerard Butler is thankfully doing okay after he was hospitalized for a motorcycle accident in L.A. The 47-year-old actor, whose new movie Geostorm just opened, was reportedly run off the road when a car cut him off. A witness who saw the incident called 911, and Gerard was taken to the hospital by paramedics. Thankfully, there were no broken bones, and he was treated for cuts and bruises. Wow, LA drivers. Sheesh. Joe Jonas and Game of Thrones actress Sophie Turner are engaged. The duo shared the news of their engagement on social media. She said, yes, the DNC frontman captioned an Instagram photo of Turner's hand with her new engagement ring. Jonas, 28, and Turner, 21, began dating last year and have since traveled to London together to meet her parents. They also spent last Thanksgiving with the Jonas clan at the California skiing destination Mammoth Mountain. Hey, Joe, perhaps you could lose that Freddie Mercury mustache before the wedding. A woman who said rapper Nelly raped her on his tour bus in a Seattle suburb last weekend is dropping her pursuit of criminal charges. Attorney Karen Kohler said that her client wanted to stop the investigation and would refuse to testify in court. Kohler says the woman, quote, wishes she had not called 911 because she believes the system is going to fail her, unquote. Nelly was arrested but was later released. Kris Jenner, momager of the Kardashian clan, was spotted leaving Craig's restaurant here in town with boyfriend Corey Gamble and designer Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy, Corey, and Kris posed for photos outside of the restaurant. Kris was celebrating the official 10th anniversary of her Keeping Up with the Kardashians reality series, otherwise known as the beginning of the end of Western civilization. 10 years? Really? Ugh. A big interview with Harvey Weinstein accuser Lauren Sivan wasn't big enough to pull Megyn Kelly out of a rating slump. Her Megyn Kelly Today viewership slipped from 0.77 million on Monday to 0.54 million on Tuesday last week. A source told us, quote, it's a possible all-time low for the Today Show. NBC News President Noah Oppenheim and NBC News and MSNBC Chairman Andy Lack are in big trouble. That's a big drop. They have to turn this around, unquote. Can you say, uh-oh? EDM producer turned model Martin Garrix says it took him a while to get comfortable in front of the camera. Garrix, who recently shot his first campaign for Armani Exchange, told us, quote, today I went in the store and I saw my face everywhere and I was like, what's happening? Then I got in a cab and saw the video. I'm not used to this yet. I see myself as a computer nerd, unquote. Pretty cool stuff, Martin. Congrats. Jennifer Lawrence opened up about a degrading and humiliating experience she had working on a film while speaking at a Women in Hollywood event. Jennifer said, quote, a female producer had me do a nude lineup with about five women who were much, much thinner than me. And we all stood side by side with only paste-ons covering our privates. After that, the female producer told me I should use the naked photos of myself as inspiration for my diet, unquote. Wow, just wow. And I mean that in a bad way. Never Say Die just won't die in China. The body-swapping sports comedy film from theater troupe turned film powerhouse Mawa Funaj earned $31 million in its third weekend, bringing its 16-day total to a massive $280 million. That was just enough to give it the title of biggest comedy ever in China, taking the crown from Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro's Meet the Fockers in 2004. Really? Never say die? Okay. Comedian Kathy Griffin has been noticeably absent from the public eye ever since she posed for a photo shoot with the bloody severed head of Donald Trump in May of this year. Griffin was subsequently fired from hosting CNN's New Year's Eve special alongside Anderson Cooper, but it seems the backlash hasn't subsided. Griffin said, quote, "I don't have a single day of paid work ahead of me in the U.S. for the rest of my life," unquote. Well, we hear some evacuation shelters in Puerto Rico could use some cheering up. Barbados is honoring their most famous native daughter, Rihanna, right in her own neighborhood. The small Caribbean country is renaming the street where she grew up. Westbury New Road will soon be known as Rihanna Drive. The name change and ceremony will take place November 30th. Well, congrats, Rihanna. Pretty cool. No word yet on whether Nicki Minaj is demanding her own street in Brooklyn. The Trash Bin. Alexis Skye has confirmed that she's pregnant with Fetty Wap's baby. Now his other baby mama, Masika Kalisha, is calling her fame hungry. Alexis, 23, responded by saying, quote, "I'm going to show you how to slay this pregnancy for 9 months," unquote. Masika, 28, then ripped into Alexis, saying she's willing to do anything to shine the spotlight on herself. Masika continued, quote, "Holexis only wants to be famous. She put out her own sex tape to get attention," unquote. Man, I feel sorry for them. The kids, that is.
The news wrap-up.
One-third of global consumers are expected to use VR by 2020. Netflix stock has soared after a strong surge in subscribers in the third quarter. Stranger Things, the game, has arrived in advance of the debut of Season 2 on Netflix. Apple stock has been upgraded because the $1,000 iPhone will extract more profits from consumers.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Tyler Perry's Boo 2 is the new number one movie.
The number one album.
Pink's new album, Beautiful Trauma, is the new number one.
The number one app.
Plague Incorporated unseats Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one book.
Origin is the new number one fiction book by Dan Brown.
Post Malone is originally from Syracuse, New York, and now lives in L.A. His first mixtape and video for the song White Iverson received 1 million views in its first month of release. Since then, he's released several popular tracks and has become good friends with Justin Bieber. So much so that Justin got him the plum gig of opening up on the massive Purpose Tour. That exposed him to millions and millions of new people. And now he's on a roll, scoring big hits with Congratulations and the current number one U.S. single, Rockstar. Here's his new one and the song of the week, Go Flex. That was Post Malone with his latest track and song of the week, Go Flex. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.